This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Monday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. A lot to get to on this Monday. We got championship week in college football. We'll look at some of those games. There's some lines out there that I like. We'll talk about those games to bet right now. We'll also look at week 14 in the NFL, dive into some of those games. National championship odds in college football. Obviously, we have the massive upset of Michigan over Ohio State. We'll look at that market as well. Kate Constable is going to join us later on in the money, later on in the show for Model Making Money. We're going to preview Broncos Browns tonight. We'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day as well. Any questions, comments, bets that you guys have for us, as always, let us know. Go to twitch.tv/BeckQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports as well. You miss anything over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Glasses in session, kicking off the show. We go to the Glasser guest line, and our guy Johnny Venezzi joins us. Give him a follow on X at @_JohnnyVTV, host of the Breaking Bet podcast, talking some NFL with Johnny. I want to get your thoughts on some of the futures markets, Johnny. I want to talk MVP, Defensive Player of the Year with you. Before we do that, I want to talk about a couple of the divisions in the NFL that feel like they're totally up for grabs right now. NFC South. Falcons had a comfortable lead coming out of that bye week. They have not played very well. The Buccaneers, meanwhile, they're starting to get back on track. Both teams 6-6. Both teams -110 to win the division. You like Atlanta or Tampa in the NFC South?
You know, Peach, I like Tampa preseason. I thought the Bucs offense was going to be really good again, and obviously they had to deal with some injuries. But Baker Mayfield, man, let's give this guy a round of applause. The way he turned his career around, and he's finally found a home in Tampa. The defense was banged up in the early part of the year, but they're starting to get healthy and they're starting to play better. It's not the Tampa defense from 3-4 years ago, but it's serviceable. Atlanta, on the other hand, Kirk Cousins looks lost. 4 interceptions yesterday. I think what was working for the Falcons was regressed to the mean now. I think Tampa Bay, even though they do not have the head-to-head advantage against Atlanta, will find a way to pull out this NFC South division. By the way, they were about +350 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, you could have gotten a good price, but still maybe some value there if you like Tampa to win the NFC South. What about the NFC West, Johnny? San Francisco continues to lose. They continue to be snake-bit by injuries. It looks like McCaffrey is out for the year, so it really feels like it's a three-team race. Seattle, Arizona, the Los Angeles Rams. Who do you like in the NFC West?
This is such a crapshoot. This is a fun division, though, isn't it? San Francisco, it's unfortunate. I thought this was a team that was going to be a really good live bet in season to win the NFC West, but the injuries are just, it's too much. It's not their year. The Rams, you know, fun story. I don't think the Rams are a terrible shot, but they have some tough games coming up. I think their price is, you know, obviously something that's intriguing, but I don't think they have enough juice right now on both sides of the ball. Arizona is fun, but If you know me, you know I've said for the last couple of years, this is the highest variance team in the NFL. When they decide to show up, they're the best team. When they don't show up, they're the worst team. I think the team that's more even-keeled and more steady every week, a little bit more consistent, is the Seattle Seahawks. They have the head-to-head against Arizona. They're going to play them again next week. So if they're able to win that game, then they're really in the driver's seat. I think Seattle's going to end up taking this division.
Yeah, it's a good point. Because Seattle's playing Arizona this upcoming week, if you like one of those sides, maybe you just take one of those prices to win the division. Seattle at plus 150 or Arizona at plus 170. Johnny, let's look big picture. At this point, we're into December now in the NFL, and it kind of feels like the two teams in both the NFC and AFC at this point have separated themselves from everybody else. Lions, Eagles in the NFC, Bills, Chiefs in the AFC. Which of those matchups would you be more confident doesn't happen? Detroit, Philly, or Buffalo, Kansas City?
I think Buffalo, Kansas City. You have some players in the AFC. It's so obvious that Detroit and Philly are not only the two best teams in the NFL, the NFC, but the NFL. They're running away with it. They're head and shoulders above everybody else right now. Kansas City obviously has only got one loss, and they find the luckiest ways to win possible. But you know Kansas City's just somehow going to make a run to the Super Bowl because that's what they do. And I can't wait until they're like 8-1 to win the Super Bowl. And, you know, it's time to hammer them. But, you know, Buffalo has played really well. But give them their credit. I know we're going to talk about the MVP shortly. But Baltimore is still a threat. I know we're talking about Justin Tucker and his kicks are costing them. The defense isn't exactly what we've known Baltimore to be in the last 20 years. Lamar's played very well, but I think, you know, it's hard to sustain the level of, you know, efficiency game after game without getting enough help from other pieces, other units. They're going to be a threat, but also, I mean, I got to say, man, you can't sleep on the Steelers. You don't know who the Steelers are going to run into. The way this defense is playing, if Russell Wilson plays clean, you got George Pickens, you got Najee, playmakers all around. The Steelers could be a team that surprises out of the AFC. So I think the NFC is more likely to happen, Philly, Detroit.
Yeah, I would probably tend to agree with you. The Eagles and the Lions look really, really good right now. You mentioned Buffalo, Johnny, and we get the Bills at the Lions in a couple weeks, which could be a massive game for MVP. We all thought Ravens-Eagles would be a big game yesterday. It turns out it was. Saquon Barkley's odds become shorter. Lamar drops all the way down. He's now 11-1 to win MVP. I know Jared Goff's been your guy all year. He's plus 900 at BetMGM. Josh Allen's now minus money. He's minus 250. Do you see any value on anybody else for MVP outside of Josh Allen?
Yeah, you know, listen, man, I'm happy Josh Allen's in the lead. I felt for the last month plus he should be the MVP winner. I think there's a lot of narratives and there's a lot of popularity going on. Allen hasn't won an MVP yet, which is kind of hard to believe, especially after last year. But, you know, listen, I think Saquon Barkley's having an incredible year, but there has to be a certain threshold for Barkley to hit with the rushing yards in order for him to win. If McCaffrey didn't win it last year, where Lamar won it with 29 total touchdowns, first time in 15 years, you know, I'd be mad if Barkley won over a guy like Allen or even Goff. Now, in this MVP race, Goff, you can get him at 14-1 on certain books right now. And the big thing is Buffalo and Detroit play each other not this coming week, but next week. That could be the final swing game to determine who's going to be the MVP. And the problem is everybody wrote off Jared Goff for that 5-pick game in Houston, but it wasn't one of the final games of the season. There was a lot of time to recover. He's 22 touchdowns to 9 picks, just under 3,000 yards. If the Lions are 14-3 or 15-2, the one seed, Goff's pushing 35 total touchdowns, why can't he be the MVP? I mean, I get it. Dan Campbell's probably going to get the credit for the coach of the year, but I think Jared Goff at 14-1 is way too big right now. If he beats Buffalo and gets the edge over Josh Allen and has a big game, those odds are going to flip. And on the same token, I think also in that case, if you think that's going to happen, it's a good bet to maybe take Saquon Barkley because, quite frankly, you just never know. You know, there's MVP popularity awards going on, so Barkley would also be a good little investment if that was the case as well.
We got a big favorite in the MVP market right now with Josh Allen. We also got a big one in Defensive Player of the Year with TJ Watt. Johnny, do you think there's anybody who can maybe catch Watt down and win this award?
Yeah, this is a weird one. TJ Watt's been a big favorite for a while, and it never really made sense. His stats don't jump off the screen. Yes, he's the best player on one of the best defenses. He's a big name. He got gypped last year for Myles Garrett, but this whole award is a mess. That's why a couple weeks ago, I gave out Andrew Van Ginkel at 150-1. Van Ginkel is one of the key players on one of the best defenses, a team that's going to the playoffs. Van Ginkel has been awesome this year. He's top nine in sacks. He has the most defensive touchdowns. He has two interceptions. He's up near the board in tackles for a loss. Now, I'm not necessarily saying he's going to win, but even at 35-1, where he drifted from 22-1 from yesterday to today, that's still too big of a number on a guy that can turn a game with a wreak havoc kind of day with two sacks and interception. By the way, he barely missed Kyler Murray twice for two sacks and was this close for an interception, which would have turned the market even more so. I think Van Ginkel is a guy that is very interesting. The Walmart version of Michael Parsons, if you will, with kind of jack of all trades, can rush the passer, drop off and off ball coverage. So I think Van Ginkel is definitely somebody I'd be looking to take a shot on. And, you know, there's other books out there where he's 50-1-ish. So definitely would look to take a sprinkle on Van Ginkel.
All right, very good. A lot of good stuff there in the futures market. Johnny, before I let you go, any thoughts on Monday Night Football tonight between Denver and Cleveland?
PJ, what is this spot? No longer the Royal Mint. It's no longer the Royal Mint, but I think we could see some buyback on Cleveland here. Denver has played really, really well. And Bo Nix, Offensive Rookie of the Year, is definitely something I'd be looking at. That's actually a bet I would probably make before tonight with the day Jaden Daniels had yesterday. I feel like 6.5 is too much here. Cleveland's defense is good enough. I expect this to be a slop fest. Might lean towards the under of 41.5. And I like Cleveland getting 6.5 here. Thinking Denver's going to win by at least 7 and keeping this under 41.5 is possible, but I think it's difficult. So give me Cleveland and the under.
Very good. Johnny Venezia, give him a follow on X at @JohnnyVTV. Make sure you check out his podcast as well, Breaking Bet. A lot of good stuff. Johnny V joined us here on Send It In. Johnny, good luck to you tonight, my friend. Rest of the week. We'll talk again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
You got it. All right, guys, let's keep it going here on Send It In as we dive in to primetime. Peach, look at tonight's Monday Night Football matchup between Cleveland and Denver. Broncos favored by 6. The total is 42. Don't have an official play in the game. If I had to take a side, though, I would look at Cleveland plus the points in this game. The Broncos have been one of the best surprise stories in the NFL this season. And when we get to this late in the year, I've seen throughout the years in the NFL, Monday Night Football is really like the first taste that teams get of kind of like a playoff game, right? It's a standalone game. You're the only team playing that day. It's prime time, at home, your favorites, all the pressure is on you. Denver hasn't been in a lot of situations like this many times this season. Browns have come in there. Obviously, Jameis has kind of had a Jameis-type year so far with Cleveland, right? He's had some good moments, and he's had some bad moments as well. Denver's obviously got a good defense. They got a very good secondary. You worry about Jameis maybe throwing, turning the ball over a little bit in this game. I think it's just a fade of Denver, though. A young team, exceeding expectations this season, really not used to being in this spot. Primetime at home is a big favorite. Think it's a lot of points. I'll take Cleveland plus the 6.5, or plus the 6 against Denver. Couple of props that I would look at too. Nick Chubb anytime touchdown at plus 140. I think if the Browns get it close inside the 10, they're going to look to feed it to Chubb. Again, not the best matchup for Jameis tonight, going up against a good Broncos defense with a good secondary. So I think they look to feature Chubb. I like his price, plus 140, to find the end zone. And then give me Cortland Sutton, longest reception, over 21.5 yards tonight. Denzel Ward, very good corner for Cleveland. But Sutton has made some big plays so far this season. I just think that yardage is a little bit lower than it should be at 21.5. So we'll go over for Cortland Sutton there in his longest reception. A promo from our friends at BetMGM. We've all had our first touchdown bets vultured or called back before. BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance. We're giving you a second chance on first touchdown bets this season. You can place any first touchdown score wager, and if your player doesn't score first but scores second, you get your entire stake back in cash. No opt-in required. First touchdown, Jerry Jeudy tonight against his former team is 10-1 for the Browns. How does it work? You place a pregame straight first touchdown score bet in any NFL game. If your player scores the first touchdown in the game, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you get your stake back in cash. Only straight bets apply to second chance. Any wager using a bonus bet or other reward token is ineligible for the campaign. All right, guys, let's go to games that I would bet right now. It's a Monday, always one of my favorite segments of the week. Three games that I would bet right now, championship week in college football, and then also three games looking ahead to week 14 in the NFL. We'll start with college. Tulane, -4 against Army. Now, this game is in Army. It's in West Point at Mitchie Stadium. And Army's been one of those teams this year that the professionals love betting against them, but it feels like they always cover a lot of spreads. They're a tough team to play against. Tulane's already played Navy this season in Annapolis. Tulane won that game 35-0. Green Wave have had experience against the Wishbone. They know how to defend it. Might be the best team in the group of five. I know Boise's getting a lot of love. I know Tulane just lost at home to Memphis. This Tulane team's real, though. They've been battle-tested this season. They've faced the Wishbone before. I'll take Tulane -4 against Army. Georgia against Texas in the SEC championship game. We meet again. We love Georgia earlier this season against Texas. We put out a video on the BetQL social channels, Instagram, X, TikTok. You can go back and watch the TikTok video if you want. It blew up. Everybody was coming at me because of how much I like Georgia in that game against Texas. And I have a feeling a lot of people are going to like Texas this week against Georgia as well for a couple reasons. The recency bias, right? You just saw Georgia should have lost to Georgia Tech at home as 17-point favorites. You all just saw Texas go into College Station in one of the toughest environments in football, and their defense pretty much shut out their offense. The only A&M touchdown was a pick six. And then obviously it's tough to beat a team twice, right? Texas has already played Georgia. They played their worst game of the season, so everybody think Texas is just going to get Georgia back in this game. I'm not so sure, though. This is a tough matchup for Texas. Quinn Ewers, especially not at 100% with his limited mobility, I don't know if that's the guy you want going up against a Kirby Smart defense. I know this Georgia team is nowhere near the Georgia teams that we've seen in years past. The defense is good. It's not great. Obviously, the offense has had their up and downs this year. Carson Beck hasn't been very good, and they don't really have any elite skill position players on the outside. But as I said when these two teams faced off in Austin, if you give a Kirby Smart team a week as an underdog and he gets to play that role and you get to tell his team how much they suck and he gets to relay that to his guys, I'll always back Georgia in those situations. And Georgia's a dog in this game at +2.5. If you want to bet it up to +3, I think that's a good side. I think Georgia wins the game outright. Keep in mind, Georgia knows how to handle themselves in this week, right? SEC championship game in Atlanta. They'll have the crowd advantage there playing in their home state. Texas is new to all this stuff. They've played in Big 12 championship games before. They haven't been to the SEC championship game, though, before. And I still don't know if Texas really has that marquee signature win. The A&M win was a great win. But A&M's fallen short against good teams this season. They didn't beat Notre Dame at home. They couldn't beat South Carolina on the road. They couldn't beat Auburn on the road. The LSU win was a good one, but LSU clearly is not the team that we thought they would be at the end of the year. So again, they played Georgia. That game wasn't close. The first time those two teams met, I like Georgia again against Texas. Give me Penn State in the first half, +2.5 against Oregon as well. Going back and looking at Oregon's season so far, kind of the three biggest games that the Ducks have played so far this year, they haven't been that good in the first half. They were trailing to Boise State 20-14. They were up one on Ohio State 22-21. And they were trailing to Wisconsin 10-6 at halftime. Obviously, coming into this game, all the talk's going to be James Franklin and Penn State can't beat a good team. They never win games like this. But I don't need them to win a game like this. I just need them to be good for the first 30 minutes. I think they can do that. I'll take Penn State +2.5 in the first half. As for some of the NFL games I'm looking at for week 14, give me the Atlanta Falcons +5 against the Minnesota Vikings. I just think this line has gotten too much. It's too high. This line probably should be about 3.5. Kirk Cousins has been terrible the last three games for Atlanta. He's got zero touchdowns and 6 interceptions. Lost him that game yesterday with 4 interceptions. Now there's all this talk about Cousins should retire and Michael Penix should take over at quarterback for Atlanta. This is when I love buying into that stuff, right? Because that's going to be the narrative. That's going to be the perception. And that's why this line keeps going up. What has Minnesota done in the past 4 or 5 weeks that makes you think that they should be laying 5 points against Atlanta? They were down 2 touchdowns yesterday to Arizona in the fourth quarter. Were fortunate to win that game. They didn't look good at all against Tennessee. They didn't look good at all against Jacksonville. They barely barely survived against the Bears. Vikings are winning all these games. Five's a lot of points, though, in the NFL. Atlanta's coming off a bad loss. I expect them to bounce back. Give me the Falcons plus five. Speaking of the Titans and the Jags, Will Levis and Tennessee favored by 3.5 at home this week against Mac Jones and the Jags. The Titans are 2-10 against the spread this season. They are favored by 3.5 points. Will Levis should not be a 3.5 point favorite against anybody. I know it's a disgusting game, but this is all about a numbers play. This was 2.5, probably wouldn't touch it. 3.5, though, feels like the hook's important. I'll take the Jags plus the points. And then finally, give me Carolina plus 12.5 against the Eagles. Feels like a nice little letdown spot for Philadelphia, who's played two back-to-back big games, Sunday Night Football against the Rams, yesterday against the Ravens. They have the Steelers upcoming in Week 15. And this week at home, 1 p.m. game, going up against Carolina. Bryce Young's playing a lot better. The Panthers are continuing to fight. They're continuing to play hard. I think they can keep it within the number against the Eagles, so I'll take Carolina plus 12.5 against Philly. All right, let's talk some national championship futures as we look into our glass ball here on Send It In. And the way that it stands right now is there are pretty much 13 teams at this point that I think can make it to the college football playoff. You pretty much have 7-8 teams that are locked in, and then we're waiting to see the results of this upcoming week, a championship week, to see who is in it. But that could provide some good value on some of these teams to bet now before we see whether or not they make it into the playoffs. So we will start Iowa State. They're 150-1 to win the national title. They're in the Big 12 championship game this weekend against Arizona State. Iowa State, Arizona State, whoever wins the title, both from at 150-1. Wouldn't like either of those teams to win the national title, so we can cross them off. Boise State's next up. They're 100-1. They got UNLV this week. They got to win that game if they want to get in. If they do win that game, Boise's likely going to be one of the top four teams and get a bye, so that will certainly help them. The problem is they're going to have to get the 5 seed in the quarterfinal round, and they're going to be like 3 touchdown underdogs in that game. Boise's not going to advance, so you can cross Boise off. Indiana, incredible season, incredible story. Cignetti's a great coach, but it's still year one. You saw when they went up against Ohio State. When they go up against some of these big boys, they're just not going to have the talent to compete, especially trying to beat that caliber of team 2, maybe 3 times. So Indiana, you can cross them off. Clemson and SMU next up. If Clemson loses, they're out, which I think they will lose to SMU. And then the Mustangs, even if they lose, should still be in the playoff. They're a good team. I don't think they're good enough, though, to win the national championship. So you can cross those two teams off. Then it is where it gets interesting. Once we get into the top eight, I think Alabama, two things need to happen for them to get into the playoff this year. First, when the rankings come out tomorrow, they need to be the number 11 team. They need to be ahead of South Carolina and Miami. If that happens, if Clemson loses to SMU, then Bama will be in. They'll be the 11 seed. And if that happens, their draw could be pretty favorable. They could get Notre Dame maybe in the 6-11 game. That would be a toss-up. Then they get the 3 seed, which would be like the Big 12 winner or the ACC winner, which they could win that game as well. So Bama 18-1, 22-1, excuse me. They need some things to happen, but they could be worth a look. Then you have Tennessee at 18-1. I've been talking about Tennessee all year on this show. I think the Vols are really interesting. That defense is the real deal, and Nico's been getting better and better as the season has gone on. Right now, some of the projections that I'm seeing is Tennessee is likely going to be the 9 seed, and they might have to play like an Ohio State. They might have to play like an Indiana, one of these Big Ten teams in cold weather. Tennessee's a running football team with a good defense, so they'd be able to handle that. Tennessee 18-1. I do think there's some upside potentially there. Penn State at 10-1. I'm never going to bet Penn State to win the national title until they can show me that they can consistently beat good teams, like Purdue in college basketball. I would never bet them until they show me that they can make a deep run in March. It's going to be the same way with Penn State. Next up is Notre Dame. Talked about it last week on the show. I think Notre Dame's the third best team in the country. I love their defense. I love Marcus Freeman. I love Jeremiah Love. It all comes down to Riley Leonard, and I don't know if Riley Leonard in the offense is going to be able to win Notre Dame a big game against one of these marquee schools. So then you got your top four left. You got Texas, Ohio State, Georgia, and Oregon. Texas and Georgia, I don't think either of those teams are going to win the title this year because of the quarterbacks. I'm not a Quinn Ewers guy, even though that Texas defense is elite. Quinn Ewers is going to have to win them a game or two to win the national title, and I just don't think he's going to do it. And it's the same thing with Georgia. Carson Beck is going to have to win Georgia a game or two if they're going to have want to win the national title. I just don't think him and those skill position players are up to do it. So I think those two are out. For me, the national champion is either going to be Oregon or Ohio State this season. I think those are the two best teams. And I think right now the value is in Ohio State because I think everybody is off of the Buckeyes to win the national championship. They just lost to Michigan, right? I have seen so many good Alabama teams under Nick Saban go into Auburn and play Jordan Hare and lose against Auburn because that's what rivalry week is. You throw the records out the door. Those teams hate each other. There's so much familiarity. There's so much emotion that goes into that game. And all the pressure in that game was on Ohio State. And you could see it build up and build up as that game went on. Ryan Day can't beat Michigan. They just have his number. That doesn't mean that he can't beat every other team in college football, and now you're getting a little bit better value on the Buckeyes. Keep in mind, there was one other year when Ohio State lost to Michigan and then made it to the college football playoff. They played Georgia in the semifinal game with C.J. Stroud and Marvin Harrison Jr., and Ohio State should have won that game. They responded really well. Ryan Day and Ohio State had a great game plan. They were the better team that day. And I expect them, off of this Michigan loss, to use it as motivation, and I think they will. I still think the Buckeyes are the best team, and I actually love that they lost to Michigan because I think a bunch of people are jumping off the bandwagon when in reality this is the time you should jump in on the Buckeyes is right now. And then the Ducks, they're the unquestioned number one team in the AP poll. They're undefeated. They're having a great season. Again, if it's not Ohio State, I think it's going to be Oregon, but we'll see how the Ducks. Tough to go undefeated in college football. We'll see if they can do that and win a national championship. All right, let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with Kate Constable joining us here on Send It In. And Kate, what are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Hey, PJ. Yeah, five-star play in the NBA today. It likes the Lakers plus +8. They're playing the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota. The Lakers are coming off of a game last night. So a back-to-back with travel, and Austin Reeves is likely not going to be playing in this one. So that's why you're getting such a big number for the Lakers. Our model has them at plus +3.5, though. So quite a bit of value there compared to where the line is at plus +8. Plus, the Timberwolves have been so inconsistent this year that they're a team that's just kind of always up and down. They lost four straight, finally got a win in their last game against the Clippers, and now face the Lakers. So the model is telling you to take the Lakers plus +8.
All right, very good. Kate, we'll get your thoughts on the NBA here in a little bit. What about Monday Night Football tonight? Anything you like in Broncos-Browns?
Yeah, PJ, I'm going to go against you. I like the Broncos tonight. I'm going to take them minus -6. They've won 7 of their last 10 games. They are just rolling right now. Their defense has been phenomenal this season and really kind of surprising at how good it's been. Top 5 in nearly every major category, second best scoring defense. And you have a Browns team that, yeah, they're coming off of a win, and they do have a little bit of a mini bye having played on Thursday. But that was like, you know, a big, crazy, emotional win. You had all the snow. You beat Pittsburgh at home. Jameis Winston. First win of the season. But on the road, the Browns have really struggled this year. They've only won one road game all season. Their point differential on the road, over 12 since week 4. And then you also have Bo Nix for Denver that's been playing really well lately. 8 touchdowns, 0 interceptions in his last 3 games. I think the Broncos can keep this one rolling at home. So I will play them minus -6.
All right, very good. And then, Kate, what about in the NBA tonight? We got a smaller slate. Any bets that you like?
Yeah, I am going to go to this Nets-Bulls game and take the over, 233.5. It's a high number, but Bulls games have been flying over the totals recently because they are so bad on the defensive end. They are the second worst defense in the league. The Nets aren't a whole lot better. They're bottom 10 as well, but the Bulls have given up at least 130 points in 3 of their last 4 games. I know the Nets offense has taken a hit with Cam Thomas going out, but with how bad Chicago's defense is and the fact that Chicago plays at the fastest pace in the league, I think that they can kind of turn this into a track meet, speed up Brooklyn a little, and both teams will find plenty of scoring opportunities. So I like the over 233.5.
All right, very good. And then, Kate, in about 30 seconds, we were just talking about national championship odds in college football. Right now, who would be your pick to win the title?
I'm going to stick with Ohio State. I know coming off the loss, like, they did not look good this week. They did not look ready to play. But like you mentioned, PJ, rivalry week is weird things happen. And we saw that across all of college football on Saturday. So I think especially, I almost think that loss was good for them. Will maybe refocus them a little and not take any opponent lightly whatsoever. So I'm going to stick with my Ohio State. I've been on them all season, and I'm not changing even after Saturday.
I'm with you. I think if even they gave us a better price to bet them to win the title. Yep. So I'm with you there. Ohio State to win the title. Kate Constable joining us here on Send It In. Kate, great stuff. We'll talk again later on in the week.
Thanks, PJ. We'll see you.
Sounds good. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, time to wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. Our prop lock for the day, Nick Chubb, anytime touchdown, plus 140. I think Chubb gets into the end zone for Cleveland tonight. Dog of the day, give me Georgia on Saturday in the SEC championship game, plus 115 against Texas. We're running it right back with the dogs against the Horns. I just think they have their number. I think it's a bad matchup. Give me Georgia to win the SEC title game. And then give me Atlanta, +5 against Minnesota. Think this is too many points. Everybody hates Cousins right now. Everybody hates the Falcons. People want Penix to start. So give me Atlanta. Too many points. Minnesota's been winning games, but they've been close. I like Atlanta +5 against Minnesota. Once again, plays of the day. Chubb anytime touchdown +140. Georgia moneyline +115. Falcons +5 is our best bet. Thanks again to Johnny V, Kate Constable for joining us today on the show. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.